Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
And on we roll, everyone. Thanks for being part of today's broadcast. For today's B-Block Showcase segment of the program, the aviation sector of travel takes center stage as Captain Ross Amer is about to check in with us, and we're sponsored by Hilton.
And whether you're on the move for vacation or business, solo, with a group, or maybe even your four-legged friends, well, Hilton and their 18 world-class brands offer accommodations to meet your every need at nearly 7,000 properties in over 120 countries.
You know, Hilton has welcomed more than 3 billion guests over its 100-year history. They're the hotel and resorts company that we recommend for your travels. So whether it's exploring a new city, road tripping the nation, relaxing on a beach, or conducting important business, well, Hilton's got you covered. We enjoy their all-inclusive resorts. Over 5,000 properties are pet-friendly, and we think the Hilton Honors Loyalty Program, well, it's the best out there. Make your reservations today. Find a direct link to Hilton at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. Captain Ross, a.k.a. Rusty Amer, is one of the world's most experienced pilots. He's piloted world leaders. He's served as a longstanding captain with United Airlines. He's got over 34,000 hours of flight experience. You've likely seen him as an aviation expert on Fox News, ABC, CBS, BBC, Sky News, CNBC, and others. And since he's holding patiently for us on that show hotline, let's get right to him.
All right. We will indeed. Ross, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, good to be with you folks.
Well, nice to have you here with us this morning. So, going to get right into it. You know, you've had a long and distinguished career flying with TWA, United, training captains with Boeing and more. Next weekend, it's the July 4th holiday. So, you know, we're somewhat midsummer, I guess you could say. We've all seen the delays and cancellations that occurred around Memorial Day. Again, last weekend, they've been going on all week. The pilot and staff shortages, they are real. So I'm curious to hear what advice you'd give to folks tuned in across the USA right now if they plan to fly anywhere in the weeks and months ahead.
You're not going to like my answer. I would say don't fly. But that's ridiculous, obviously. And I really feel bad for folks that have to fly during this summer with what's happening with the pilot shortages and the weather patterns that have changed so drastically.
So, Ross, let's expand on this topic, because it's certainly a hot topic. And I feel like someone, I think a lot of us can say, we're reading way too much about it and hearing too much about it, about all these shortages. A decade ago, the FAA changed flight certification requirements, increasing them by 500 hours. I would think that added expense may have been an issue in terms of potentially a deterrent in attracting pilots to become pilots. But, you know, we've also seen with the onset of the pandemic, the airlines did offer retirement incentives, which I think further worsened the situation. From your perspective, please share what you think is going on in this industry, since the problem seems to be getting worse. It's all we keep hearing about. And if you have any ideas for how it could get resolved.
You know, Mary, when you clear cut a forest or a jungle, what is the first thing in your mind to replant some more trees? Otherwise, it'll be all gone. But the airlines did all of this, and they never tried to remedy the situation to perhaps try to attract more pilots. Instead, when they could, they kept putting more and more pressure on pilot wages and working conditions. That is the main issue. Mm-hmm. You know, when after Vietnam War, we had plenty of experienced pilots at our disposal, basically. So that wasn't an issue. So that's when the airline management decided to put more and more pressure on piloting profession and chase away people that love to be pilots. You know, when I was a kid, you either wanted to be a pilot or a fireman. Nowadays, you know, I have six kids, five boys, none of them wanted to be pilots. They looked at me and said, oh my God, I don't want to be like him.
That's unfortunate.
Do you have any thoughts on how this can slowly begin to change?
Well, you know, what did I say? Build them and they come. They have to, number one, pay these guys that nowadays they spend up to $200,000. But they get into a initial job, which is with the regionals or commuter airlines, with less than $30,000 a year. This is ridiculous. I'm sure you folks have probably seen some of those specials on 60 Minutes or 2020 when they were talking to these commuter pilots that are piled up in a commuter apartment or what they call a crash pad in one of the major cities, 10, 20 of them in an apartment, because they couldn't afford anything better. So all of these basically caused this pilot shortage.
That is a big issue. There's no question. And I want to build on that a little bit with you because, you know, this past week we saw American Airlines. They just announced that they're eliminating additional service to more regional airports. It follows moves that Delta and United have also made recently. You know, I think in the past few months, the airlines have now cut service completely to about 35 regional airports across the USA, Ross. This really means for places, you know, and I'm talking about maybe like in Ithaca, New York, or Williamsport, Pennsylvania, Elko, Nevada, Evansville, Indiana, I mean, Sioux City, Iowa, and others. You know, not only does the lack of air service to those cities impact locals who need to travel, it pretty much guarantees that no business is going to invest in these communities because, you know, their employees are not going to be able to travel very easily. And it sets the areas back when they're trying to compete with cities that actually have viable air service. So what I'd love to know from you where I'm going with this is, do you think maybe the new airlines like Avelo and Breeze or, you know, can they make much of a difference? Or are we going to continue to see regional feeders like the SkyWest, the Republics, the PSAs, Mesa, Endeavors, and others have no choice but to keep contracting?
You know, I'm afraid the one or two airlines that are popping up, small airlines like the ones you mentioned, are not going to be sufficient to fill the gap. This is ridiculous in this day and age that we actually cut air service, the most important thing in commerce. You know, we all know that airline service is the basically building block of business in this country, not only pleasure travel, but business. And just like you said, when you're cutting service in this day and age, you're damaging communities and businesses. You're absolutely correct.
Okay, so I want to ask you, we've been reporting on this basically every week since February, the Frontier, Spirit, JetBlue saga.
Yeah, right.
And it is a saga.
We're going to know on June 30th what happens. Yeah.
Do you have an opinion on that situation?
You mean the marriage of these airlines?
Yeah.
Correct.
You know, in the past, we've contracted, expanded, and none of these airline marriages really helped. In fact, sometimes they make things worse. You know, hopefully, if it happens, I actually welcome the JetBlue thing with one of these other airlines. Maybe we get a better service out of them and maybe some more expansion. But we need to do something a lot more. The airlines right now, the major airlines, even United, American, Delta, are actually facing contraction because of labor shortage.
Well, that's why JetBlue wants Spirit, simply because they want the planes and they want the pilots.
Pilots,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously Frontier is saying, on the other hand, hey, we're a better fit because our business models match up better. But JetBlue, you know, this may be their last opportunity to take a major step forward to even try to compete against Southwest or Delta or American or United.
Well, at the same time, as you know, if this happens, You still see migration of JetBlue parent company and other airlines, Frontier and Spirit, moving on to bigger and better jobs with the major airlines. So it's kind of a vicious circle. It has to be, you know, one of the things that they're the major airlines who literally created this so-called pilot shortage goes back to the 80s. When they started this commuter airlines to put pressure on their major airline pilots. In other words, we call that in the business double breasting. You tell your unions, if you don't take lower wages, we're going to give that job to this commuter carrier that could do it a lot cheaper than you guys.
Yeah, this has been going on a long time. Well, we're going to have to leave it there for today. I really want to thank you very much for the check-in today, Captain Ross. Don't be a stranger. Look forward to having you back aboard with us sometime in the future, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your Saturday and the weekend, okay?
Thank you, and it was a pleasure talking to you, folks.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there goes Captain Ross Amermary.
Yeah, well, there's nothing to sugarcoat there. No, it's a problem, and boy, is he candid.
We appreciate that.
I appreciate that.
We absolutely do. All right, folks, listen, as we step aside for some sponsor messages, a reminder, if you want to take us along with you, maybe on a summer road trip, if you're trying to avoid those airports, don't forget that we archive every hour of every program at rmworldtravel.com. There's still 80% of the show to come today. Up next, we're going to have Bobby, Patchy, and Rudy again from L.A. for the C&D blocks. And then Mary and I are going to be taking you up to Yellowstone National Park for an update on their recovery with all that's going on out there. So get comfortable and stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.